morning, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Sun is shining in. I'll tell you, it's nice to see that. And I know why the sun's shining in here, because Brianna Koval has shown up.
Good
and
morning.
And said the same thing. It's like, yes. Nice to see the sun.
It is. It is nice to see the sun. And yesterday we saw the sun, I think, for like an hour.
And it was nice.
It was.
I enjoyed it for the hour that it stuck around.
Yep. And then it rained the rest of the day. And I'm just getting tired. I feel like it's rained every day for a week. And it pretty much has. I think it has rained every day for the past week. It was windier than crap last Thursday.
Yeah.
And then the rain started. And it hadn't really fully stopped. I mean, we had breaks. There was intermittent breaks. Mm-hmm. But it just kept raining and raining and raining.
Yeah.
And now we have a sunny day where I don't know if it's supposed to rain at all. I don't think it is.
But again, and I say this every year at this time, when I look at our southern states and what they're dealing with,
I'm okay with the rain.
We're okay with the rain.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and keep in mind that April and May are typically the most volatile months for severe weather like that, where it's consistent and it's just the fighting of the seasons that creates all of these crazy storms. And some years are quiet and some years are not so quiet. And this has been a not so quiet year for some other states. But I'm okay with the rain if that's all we're going to get.
What was sulfur in Oklahoma? The whole town completely wiped out. I mean, just gone.
Super unfortunate.
Yeah.
But it puts it into perspective why we discuss Severe Weather Awareness Week in April.
That's right.
Because things like that happen. And I'm sorry, was it 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, something like that? There was a tornado in Minnesota in, was it March? There was snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And weird things like that happen.
Weather's weird.
Weather is
just plain weird.
Yep, exactly. It's just weird, and that's okay. And that's why we are thankful that we have meteorologists and forecasters that can help tell us the weather in advance so we know what to prepare for. And today, it's going to be sunny.
It's going to be sunny, so enjoy
it. Get those sunglasses out.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Exactly.
Okay, it's going to be nice. We're here to talk aluminum.
We are.
Yesterday was kind of your last day for the 40-cent premium.
Yes.
So tell me about this.
Okay, so we ended the month just under 14,000 pounds.
Okay.
Which is a huge jump from when we talked on Monday, because yesterday was crazy.
Yeah, you were a little woebegone when we were talking earlier, and it was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but it was nuts yesterday.
Good.
I think we had close to a dozen enclosed trailers come in, a bunch of flatbed trailers. We had one horse trailer. It was insane. So we did like 3,500 pounds yesterday. Which is a lot.
That's a lot of aluminum.
That's a lot. So, exactly. We ended at just under 14,000 pounds, which I did a little math.
Okay.
This is a fun fact.
Of course you did.
I did a little math. So, there's 32 cans in a pound, which means we took in approximately 450,000 cans.
That is insane.
It's like, give or take 25,000 cans, because you never know. Sometimes the cans are little and sometimes the cans are big. So, but roughly, 450,000 cans came in.
A lot of beer drinkers out there.
Well, a lot of sparkling water drinkers, too.
That's what you were saying.
Yeah, that's the trend now, too. And those mini pop cans, we see a lot of those come in now, too, those tiny little aluminum ones. It was a decent month for the weather that we had.
Good.
Based on all of the rain, I expected it to be a little slow, because it seemed like every weekend, where normally that's when everybody's bringing their stuff in, is those 4 hours on Saturday. And it seemed like every Saturday was rainy or windy or just
that inclement. Can kind of be a double-edged sword, though, because a lot of people will just say, you know what? It's raining. It's crummy. I'm going to take my cans in today.
Yes.
Some people do look at it that way.
Yeah.
You know.
It makes it a little difficult for us when it's that rainy and consistently rainy. I will say that the floor in the warehouse was a bit slimy, because there's some interesting stuff that comes in those garbage bags that people bag their cans in.
Which brings me to my next point, because it's our wrap-up day.
Yes.
You've always talked about interesting things that you find, because it's not always aluminum coming through. I still have the animatronic cat sitting in the window that you found.
Yes.
I think his name's Pomeroy. I think we named him Pomeroy.
Something like that. He had a very sophisticated, bougie name.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nothing this time around? Nothing to report?
No, this is funny.
No skis?
It's funny
to
me. No, yesterday I was walking through the warehouse and I'm like, what is that sitting in the paper corral? And it's because it had been pulled aside, and it was a brand new toilet seat riser.
What?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like those
big four-inch ones that boost you up. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Still in the plastic and everything. And I was like, huh, what's that? And then I was informed that it was going to be ending up in my office later.
Like some sort of an award?
Yep, exactly. Right. It did not go into my office.
Okay,
but
good.
Yeah, that would be the oddity lately.
The strange thing, right.
But honestly, weird stuff comes in all the time, mm-hmm. and it becomes such a normal part of the day of, well, that's kind of weird.
Your new
Not
normal.
Not recyclable. Let's pull it aside and
sure.
put it in the dumpster. But we do prefer that you only put those items that are labeled on those recycling containers to be put in those recycling containers.
So the 2024 aluminum collection,
yes.
you consider it a success?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think anytime we're taking in an above average amount of aluminum, we can
right.
call it successful. And I would hope that it's, you know, considered successful to those residents that brought it in.
Sure.
Because we paid out around $6,000
okay.
in premiums for everyone that brought in their cans.
That's not bad.
Exactly. I am very excited to be looking at those donation totals for some of the other organizations that people have brought their aluminum in, or for the zoo. It's such a big moneymaker for Chinkapa Zoo with their Cans for Camels campaign.
Sure.
And they get that extra boost then when we have the premium incentive in April as well. So
fantastic.
It's going to be some big checks going out to those organizations.
Good. I'm glad this was successful. I'm glad you're feeling good about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I always feel good about it when people recycle. So.
Now, are you going to be back in Friday and we can talk, you know, emergency management thing?
Absolutely.
Good, good. We'll look forward to talking with
yeah.
you then.
Hopefully it's another sunny day.
Well, let's hope. Fingers
yes.
crossed, I'll work on it.
Absolutely.
Okay, I can't promise any more than that. It's 8:17 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
In his Sunday best, he's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. Choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace, and then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans.